the latest from podnews.net. Apple Podcasts appears to have turned on transcript search in their beta podcast apps. A search for Google Pixel appears to return a bunch of podcasts that have mentioned the device, albeit mainly in ad copy. Daniel J. Lewis says that transcription search has been available for a while for select shows, but they may have enabled it for many more. After Conan O'Brien's cover story on Variety claiming the TV host was driving the podcast revolution, it was perhaps unfortunate that the next guest on his TV show would be Marc Maron, and he wasn't happy. You'll find the video in our episode notes and our newsletter today. An anonymous Twitter user has posted allegations that True Crime Brewery may have been lifting details of crimes from other websites. It's the second allegation of true crime podcast plagiarism this week. Meanwhile, a forensic criminologist for the University of Newcastle in Australia claims that true crime podcasts are glamorizing violent offenders and that they should stop. iHeartMedia's earnings call was last week. Bob Pittman highlighted iHeartRadio's promotional power, noting that Disgraceland went from 100,000 downloads the last month it was published on its former platform to 2 million once it had moved to iHeart. The London Podcast Festival is adding an audio fiction cluster in their Makers Weekend. The event is in September. We've found a 20% off code. The Colombian newspaper El Tiempo has launched a daily news podcast with Spotify Studios. CBC Radio Canada have signed with Triton Digital, and MediaStream has been selected by AdsWiz as a premier partner in Latin America. And thank you to Eric Hunley for becoming our latest personal supporter. Eric makes the interview podcast Unstructured and Portmanteau, which looks at portmanteau words like frenemy. Be like Eric at podnews.net/support. In podcasts today, Adam Sandler Please Stop is a complete retrospective of all Adam Sandler films, past, present, and unfortunately future. It's hosted by three Sandler fans who are disappointed and disillusioned with his current string of terrible films. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.